my two villagers were the worst neighbors ever. They wandered off 8 times a day, no matter what I said. Stay near the house, I told them. Don't go near the cave. Did they listen? Nope, not even a little. The river swept them right inside. Now they were stuck in a tiny stone cave with wet floors under their feet. One villager stretched his arms up high, calling for help, but the cave was too narrow. The walls were too close, and my two villagers were too, well, villagery? Silly. Stuck. And making sad little villager sounds. Then something moved in the dark. A big heavyweight zombie lunged out of the shadows and grabbed the closest villager. Scratch! Bite! Just like that, the zombie outweighed him by a mile. The second villager stumbled back in fear, but it was too late. Green spots spread across his skin like spilled paint. The zombie groaned in a low voice and slunk back into the dark. And my two villagers? Their eyes went hollow, their skin went green. They weren't my villagers anymore. They were zombies. One of the zombies shuffled slowly toward the cave mouth. One step into the sunlight and whoosh, bright orange flames swallowed it whole in seconds. My two zombie villagers did not move. They stood deep in the shadows, staring at the fire with empty white eyes. They were trapped, too scared to burn, too zombie to leave. I had to get them out of there. But how do you save your own neighbors when they might try to bite your face off? I had no idea, but I had to try. I dashed back to my workshop and dug through 8 boxes on the shelf. Nether wart, golden carrot, gunpowder. Yes! I tipped it all into the brewing stand and watched the potion fizz and bubble and turn a bright, weird green. It smelled like old socks and hope. This better work, I whispered, because the weight of saving my neighbors rested on this one try. The cave was darker than I remembered. I crept inside with a glass bottle in each hand. I could feel the weight of the cure pulling on my arms. I tried not to breathe too loud. There they were. My two zombie villagers crouched on the cold stone floor, groaning softly. One slumped against the other, green and sad. They looked up at me with those horrible, hollow eyes. Sorry about your heads, I said. Then I threw both potions as hard as I could. Smash! Splash! Cure everywhere, all over the two of them. It worked! It actually worked! The green faded away, the groaning stopped, and just like that, my two villagers stood there, blinking, smiling, and very much alive. They couldn't stop grinning at me. They piled the table high with 80 emeralds and golden carrots and everything else they had to give. Wow, I said, stuffing emeralds into my pockets. You know, I wonder if there are any more zombie villagers out there that need saving? My two villagers stopped smiling right away. Maybe they should stay closer to home next time.